I feel like a lion, I'm so strong. Bring me the legacy, I'm so fun. I feel like an energy is going.
Hola a todos, soy Pedro Vara, CEO de Founderlist, y esto es La Revolución de las Startups, donde nos dedicamos a conocer la historia y hábitos de las personas detrás de las compañías del futuro. Hoy tenemos a dos grandes invitados, que ellos están en Israel. Ellos finalmente son los fundadores de Inca Robotics. Por un lado está Jacob y por un lado está Or. ¿Cómo están? ¿Todo bien?
Hola, bien, gracias.
Ok, then. Vamos a empezar con la primera pregunta que es para ustedes, que nos puedan contar qué es Inca Robotics.
Hola, yo voy a tratar de hablar un poquito en español, pero yo hablo como un gringo, así que va a ser solamente por una pregunta.
Sí, claro.
¿Qué es Inca Robotics? Inca Robotics es un startup israelí que va a hacer revolución en el mundo del tatuaje. Va a ver que el tatuaje son muy, muy, muy grande mercado en todo el mundo. Y nosotros vamos a hacer una, vamos a desarrollar un robot que realmente va a cambiar todo el mundo, todo el mercado con eso. Y vamos a seguir y vas a entender cómo.
Ok, genial. ¿Nos pueden contar un poco acerca de la historia de Inca Robotics?
Ok, so I'm going to answer this question in English because I sure. Don't speak Spanish. So we started there approximately 4 years ago. We've been working in a basement of a kindergarten in a Haifa in Israel. It was very romantic. We've built the robot. After 2 years, we've joined one of the greatest accelerators, the Mass Challenge, where we've won the most likely to succeed startup. We came after 2 or 3 years. We've started fundraising. We didn't have much money. When we came to the point where we had to raise money, we didn't have much time to raise money. And after 3-4 months, we decided to close the company. At Mass Challenge, I met Nesel. And Nesel, you want to take it from here?
Yeah, I was their mentor when they arrived to Mass Challenge. My experience as a CEO, I manage already 6 companies, 2 of them I made the exit. One of them is a startup. And I was mentoring them. I found very intelligent four young students. And we met something like 2, 2, 5, maybe 3 times a month, and we went over all the business plan, etc. And when they went to raise money, they actually went to the round with no air in the lungs, and they gave up very quickly. And they told me that they want to close the company because they don't have enough money to go on with them. Always 100% working on the startup, and he has a wife, 2 girls, already 3. And I told them that it's pity and it takes time to raise money, but one of the partner got a very interesting opportunity to start his PhD in Technion. By the way, all of them, all the 4, are from the Technion. Technion is the most high technology university in the world. And for all 4 of them, they knew each other there, were from the Technion. And I thought it's pity, but they closed the company, etc. And by coincidence, I don't know how, something like 1 year after, I went on a cruise with my family. It was a cruise with a very big boat vessel, of Royal Caribbean, the biggest in the world, and in the boat were something like 10,000 people, 3,500 crew member, and 6,000 passengers. And I was amazed to see that almost every one of them has a tattoo. I saw so many tattoos there that I was so impressed and understood that the world is full with tattoos. You know, there's expression in Hebrew that you say that till your wife, she's pregnant, only then you see how many pregnant wives are in the streets. But eventually I saw that everybody there is with a tattoo. So when I came back, and it was something like 1 year after they closed the company, I called Or and I asked him to come and meet me. And I repeat what I told them 1 year ago, that I think they made a big mistake. And I think they should reopen the company, the startup. But in this time, I will not only invest my money, I will support them as an active chairman, and I will help them to actually raise the company and to bring it to the round now that we are talking about.
Nice story.
So the reason why we decided to bring Inca Robotics to life, actually we very first, when we explored the tattoo market, we saw staggering statistics, okay? This market is over 100 years old. You know, the last patent in the industry is from 1891. It's the tattoo machine that they use in tattoo shops today. It was amazing to me that the change hasn't occurred in this industry. The other thing is this industry is staggering statistics. It's a growing market. It's, do you know, in United States, you have more people with tattoos than people who own iPhones. It's a crazy market. So this combination of a very, very a growing, booming industry and an industry that hasn't changed in over 100 years made this very, very, very interesting to start with. Also, I worked at Intel, at RealSense, with the depth cameras. And it occurred to me immediately that this we can build a robot using this type of technology with depth cameras. So immediately I started thinking about how we can integrate this type of technology into a robot that gives you tattoos. So this is pretty much the idea of how things came together.
Okay, cool.
Well, I think that the biggest challenge, the biggest two challenges we have is first of all, recruit the right people. We are here, a team of 7 people, and I can tell you that each one of them is smarter than the other. They are genius, each one of them. Only me, I'm feeling a bit stupid around there. I want those genius here. And I think to find and locate and making a cherry picking of very intelligent, skilled, a lot of experience, people that knows also how to team together, it is one big challenge. Actually, you invest first of all in a team. And the second challenge is raising the money. Because actually we are creating something new. Nothing was existing like this before. It's not medical, it's not robot, it's not hardware, it's not software, it's something else, it's something new. So, you know, most of the people who are conservative investors, etc., maybe they call themselves venture capitalists, etc., but they are very conservative and they want to see it looks like what. But here we are actually creating new industry and a new concept, and raising money, it's another challenge here.
Nice. Okay. La siguiente pregunta, the next question now. ¿Cuáles son los principales acontecimientos que han ocurrido en la industria del tatuaje a nivel mundial y que los han motivado a seguir creciendo?
Okay, so the big things that happened that actually made this very, very interesting for us is, first of all, the robotics arm industry had a one big a turn into what you call collaborative robots, okay? Mm-hmm. Collaborative robots is a special type of robotic arms that you can put alongside with humans. They have sensors, so that, and also they have a certificate of compliance so that they can work alongside humans, okay? This is very new, okay? They started in the recent years to develop it. And this is very important for us because this actually helps us to actually use this type of cobot to actually integrate it into our product. Also, you have all the depth cameras. Depth cameras have come a long, long way in the recent years. Today, the accuracy and the errors and the accuracy is amazing, and the resolution is amazing on these type of cameras. So we're integrating really new cameras in a robot, so we can now reach amazing tracking and movement recognition with our robot using these type of cameras. Also, several sensors have advanced. So these are the main events that happened that could really, really support us.
Nice answer. No, please. Then, now, ¿cuáles consideran que son sus dos principales fortalezas como fundadores de esta compañía?
Well, en primer cosa, voy a decir tres, no dos.
Adelante.
El primer cosa es el equipo. Tenemos un equipo excelente. The team we have is super, and I already mentioned it before. We have a very, very strong team, very dedicated, very intelligent, very skilled, and a lot of experience, and working great together. Secondly is the technology we gained so far. You know, you can ask yourself, if it's so great business, how come nobody made it before? Nobody developed it? Well, it's a big, big challenge. It needs a lot of technology. It is very difficult to track movement body, which is not stiff, is not rigid, and they recognize even a small movement of 0.1 millimeter. So it's very complicated. It's a lot of logarithmics of computer vision, etc. The third is the experience and the know-how. The founders, 2.5 years before they met me, they started with a deep investigation. I don't think that there is even one tattoo artist in Israel they don't know personally. No tattoo exhibition in the world they don't know or they didn't been there. All styles, all challenges, all equipment, and so the know-how of the arena, the tattoo arena, is one of the main three strengths we have.
Okay, nice. And the next question is, ¿cuáles han sido los dos principales fracasos que han experimentado y qué aprendizajes obtuvieron?
Okay, so, well, I would consider our so-called failures. One is the fact that we didn't manage to raise money in the first time around. Mm-hmm. It was we We started raising money too late, and we also didn't raise money for a long enough period. I think it's this also is connected to maybe it's the second failure. It's I would say experience on my part. We were working maybe a very long time on developing the hardware and a very, very short period of time on fundraising. And this is probably the two things that I would consider the main failures that we have.
Okay, thank you. Now, cuéntenos un poco acerca de cómo es un día típico para ustedes. ¿Cuál es la rutina que ustedes tienen como fundadores en un día normal de trabajo?
So a normal day for me would be I come to the office, I make a lot of I'm talking with VCs, investors, I make phone calls. I make a lot of research that I have to do. I have a team that comes here twice a week. We're working together on the actual robot. So this is pretty much the typical day of my work.
Okay, nice.
We are working only twice a week because we didn't raise money so far. So they actually coming twice a week as a kind of voluntarily. And when we raise money, it will be 7 days a week.
Okay. Ahora, para saber un poco también acerca de ustedes, les pregunto, si tuvieran que recomendar una a dos películas o libros a quienes nos escuchan, ¿cuáles serían y por qué?
Okay, we will divide it. Each one will decide for a movie. Oh, you start.
Okay.
I would recommend the movie Flash of Genius. Mm-hmm. Flash of Genius is a movie about an entrepreneur that he developed the wipes, so the windshield wipes of the cars. Ford stole his idea. It's a very interesting idea. It's an idea about an entrepreneur fighting to succeed. And I would totally recommend this for every entrepreneur.
Okay.
I would recommend the movie Cinema Paradiso. Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it.
I can tell you a lot of stories why, but in the bottom line, it's excellent, excellent movie. It's moving so much and it's muy emocionante.
I analyzed that movie in my school. It's really, really good movie. And but okay, this is for you. This is not about me. Then maybe we can continue. But okay, the next question is: si pudiesen darse un consejo a ustedes mismos cuando estaban iniciando esta compañía, ¿qué se dirían?
Well, we'll divide the answer also between, you start and you take one thing and I'll tell the other.
Okay, I would tell myself, the less experienced myself, to take someone that would mentor me, such as Nestel. Okay, Nestel, once he joined, I think it made a lot of difference in terms of business planning, and it would shorten a lot of work business-wise and stuff like that. So yeah, I think like a mentor, a chairman, someone like that, that you can have alongside you is very, very important.
Nice.
If I have to choose what I really want to bring here, es una cosa, suerte. Suerte es el mejor cosa que puede traer para, that will short the way to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. De verdad, muchas gracias por haberlos tenido en este tiempo. Muchas gracias por sus respuestas y espero que les vaya muy bien. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Chao.
I feel like a lion. I'm so strong. Bring me the legacy. I'm so fun. I feel like an energy is going.